Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
You got the old tank showing through the old vice shirt today. You look like you're ready to go to Cancun, dude.
Yeah.
You're ready to drink out of a pineapple and put the shades on.
Call Bam and tell him I'm on my way. Batman.
All of them. Everybody at Cancun. Frog Boy, how are you today?
It's Vice Shirt Friday, dude. I'm pumped up.
It's Vice Shirt Friday. We got ourselves a cup rematch all set. So let's get to it, man. Our headlines. We learned yesterday the Edmonton Oilers dispatching of the Dallas Stars. Gentlemanly, 6-3. They beat them in Game 5. And so the Stanley Cup Final rematch is set. Panthers. Oilers. Gets going Wednesday. Wednesday is Game 1. So if you guys plan accordingly, let's run through the schedule here, Leroy. All right. We got Game 1 Wednesday, then 2 days later, Game 2, Friday the 6th. Then you got the Saturday, Sunday off. Monday, Game 3 in the Cats barn. And then Game 4 will also have 2 days off. So it'll go Monday, then Thursday, even though they'll still be at home. And then they'll play. That's kind of a quick turnaround. That's kind of crazy. So they're having 2 days off between at home, but they're having home one games? Day traveling to Edmonton?
Yeah.
That seems really stupid.
Someone messed up.
Is that like an NBA Finals thing they're trying to like avoid?
You know what? It's actually going to be over by then. That's why.
Fair point. Well, if it isn't, they will play Game 5 Saturday, June 14th. Panthers at Oilers. Game 6, should it go to that, would return, and then you would get Sunday, Monday off. That would be Tuesday the 17th. And if there is a Game 7, you would get Wednesday, Thursday off, and a Game 7 would be Friday, June 20th. That's so weird. So like, there's just
Why wouldn't they make sure they have a game this weekend?
Why wouldn't they? I don't know.
Because they could have very easily started on Thursday, or go Wednesday to Saturday, and then have one day off for Monday. Because if you're going to have the Panthers travel all the way to Edmonton with one day, then have it the other way too.
I mean, they all have to travel to Edmonton, so it's not like the Cats are the only people who got to travel. But it's just weird that it's strange that it's the two day off in Sunrise, which is weird. Why not do a one day, 2 days to travel to Edmonton, and then the rest of them do have 2 days, so it's a little bit strange. That's just the one weird turnaround. So, but to Marcus's point, let's see if it even gets there, dude. We'll see. Maybe the Cats dispatch of it early, but they...
Well, that's what we thought last year, so pump your brakes.
I'm not pumping my brakes at all. I'm coming in quite confident.
Of course
I'm not pumping my brakes at all.
Of course
I'm not pumping my brakes at all. Why should I pump my brakes when everybody else is going to be pumping the tires of the Edmonton Oilers the entire time? I already know how it's already written. Everybody's saying it's going to be written for revenge when they don't realize we're laying the groundwork of a dynasty. They don't realize it because they want to lift up the chosen one. The Holy Grail on skates. That's what they want to do. But that's fine. No shade. I understand what it is. You guys want Canada to lift the cup. I get it. Unfortunately, the Lord likes to have his suntan lotion out. And by Lord, I mean Lord Stanley. Not your McJesus.
Never mind.
What? What's wrong? What did I do? What did I do?
I can already see it because last year I think I had a better idea of who I would choose. What is the Conn Smythe? That's for the playoffs, right?
Yes. I was looking at the odds today.
It's going to be Connor McDavid. There's no other option because we've had so many people that have been successful.
It could be Sergei Bobrovsky.
For sure. No,
I believe Bob has the second closest odds to win.
They're not going to give it to him.
Because they should have given it to him last year. I don't understand why Bob didn't win it last year.
For sure.
Connor McDavid had two good games in the Stanley Cup final.
Yep.
I don't understand. Like, okay, you brought your team back, and what?
Certainly forgot about those first three.
Yeah, it was crazy to me. Like, they were like, oh, I get it. They were amazing games, and he had a great playoffs. I understand it's also a playoff trophy, but Bob was also awesome. And now Bob's in a position where, what if Bob gets another shutout? Bob gets another shot, they win the series. Like, you're going to deny a guy with four shutouts and a cup back-to-back years? We'll see. But you're right. They're probably going to give it to McDavid.
That's, like, I think it's only happened in basketball once where the...
Yeah, Jerry West, right?
I think so.
I think it was Jerry West.
Where the loser got the MVP. Because even at the Rose Bowl, they give an MVP for each team, but only the winning team's MVP goes on the wall. Right? So, like, yeah, it's really weird that, you know, even in basketball, your options are only from the winning team.
Connor McDavid is +110 to win the Conn Smythe. For the Panthers, it's Sergei Bobrovsky +250, Barkey +430. I'm going to blurry there for a second. Leon Draisaitl +850. Kachuk
Reinhardt?
+2300. Bennett +3800. Rhino is +8,500. And if you want a cheeky long shot, in case he goes off, ooh, he has a lot of points. Etu Lostarinen +17,000.
Wow.
I do like that value, though.
It is a good value. It is good value.
That's good.
I mean, he's been racking up points left and right. Just saying, if we do get to a situation, let's say it's a high-scoring series, and it can't be Bob, and you're looking for a cat who could sneak in there, just a little five-ski on it.
Okay.
A little five ski.
Mm-hmm.
What's the harm?
I think,
really, what is the harm?
I tell you what, the last two series, and I'm talking about the series that they just played and this one coming up, they're playing against, they always have one guy who's just lightning fast. Scares the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah, they got speed. There's no doubt about it. No, they got speed. They got, I mean, what do they got? They got three of the top four guys right now in points in the entire playoffs. You know, they got the only two 25-plus point scorers in Drysdale and Connor McDavid. Like, those guys are
the good
monsters.
News is we knew this, and yeah. They played against it last year. So 100%. They have an idea of, you know, the speed. And
I think the other thing that's, like, respectfully to the Stars, like, they were rats off a ship on their goalie. Like, did you see what the whole thing with DeBoer last night?
Pulled him in the first quarter.
Pulled him in 7 minutes.
First period.
Pulled him in 7 minutes, and he's just like, "Well, what do you want? Like, this is two conference finals in a row, 6 out of 7. You can't stop him." And everybody's like, "Jeez, Pete DeBoer, weren't you the coach too? I mean, rats off a ship." Right. And I just got to say, respectfully to McJesus and Leon Draisaitl, Bob ain't Otter, dude. Okay, Bob ain't Otter. So just so you know, Bob ain't Otter, and you know that. And you know that. So, it's okay. I get it. I think they're slight favorites currently on the odds right now, the Oilers. I imagine they're going to be the world's team. Everybody's mad at the Panthers. People are mad. State tax. Bad at Paul Maurice. Kachuk, what a rascal. Ah. We'll see. We'll see. But, hey.
All I got to say is, in moments like this, the thing you root for, put some hands on them. Keep your hands on them. Keep being physical with them. And just like Carolina had lapses in judgment and played into the hands of the Panthers. They tend to do that to everybody and wear you down.
Also, last night, we'll get back into the Cats in a little bit, but also last night, the New York Knicks extended their series. They beat the hell out of the Pacers, 111-94. Game 6 is Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
Halliburton had 8 points. This is why he goes up and down on the, you know what I mean? Because he has these games.
Yeah, I mean, they all played. Everybody played bad. I don't think it should be
Yeah, no,
on.
I know.
It should be all on Halliburton. Like, yeah, everybody kind of stunk up the joint for them, and they kind of waved the white flag early, so it was over. But, yeah, the Knicks extend it, and it goes back to Indiana. There's Pacers fan beef right now.
If you're a Knicks fan, right, and you see your players playing 35, 40 minutes every night, are you worried that they're going to get Thibodeau'd and then they're just going to run out of gas?
No, it's the regular season you worry about that. And I guess the argument for Thibodeau is this is to get my guys into shape for that because this is what he does for the whole season. Like, everybody's right. Playing more minutes now. Like right. That, but that's what Thibodeau believes in. I think the argument would be like, hey, should you say, and even I think Bridges said some of this during the season. That's an Iron Man, but this is what he believes in. Everybody knows Tibbs, he runs his guys. That's what he does.
That's amazing how much basketball Bridges plays.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to be honest with you, just based on how the Heat do things, he would be a perfect fit. Perfect. Mm-hmm. From the amount of minutes, the amount, the being able to play some defense, being able to, he hasn't been great on offense, but yeah.
That's to me the thing is like, I get what you're saying, but I think they need a killer. Like, that's what they need.
I know they need. I'm not saying him to be your number one. I'm just saying guys like that.
It makes a lot of dough.
Yeah.
And they give up a lot of picks.
Well,
for him.
Let me ask you.
You have 5 first-round
picks.
Okay,
how about this? If I gave you a choice between Bridges and DeMar DeRozan.
I would take Bridges.
Okay. But and that's
not a high not a high bar to hop over there.
I'm just saying that's what the conversations have been.
No offense, Frog Boy, of course.
Yeah, I heard that hop comment.
I'm sorry.
But you see what I'm saying? I mean, of the guys that you say they have a chance of getting, like, all right.
They don't have a chance of getting Mikal Bridges.
Yeah.
You just made that a thing.
You made a whole bunch of players a thing. Why can't I make this my thing?
He just got traded to the Knicks for 5 first rounders.
I want Bridges.
You don't get to just say that.
That's what you do. What? That's what you do.
It's kind of like what you do.
Yeah, but I do it for fun guys. No, you did it for like a utility guy?
Yeah, true. Like,
I don't. Listen.
That Chris Middleton.
No. They're too much. Mm. No, but yeah, like, how dare you?
How dare you?
How you
That's not how you play the game.
Wait.
The audacity. For all these years we've been doing this show, you just pull rabbit names out of the hat.
I've never come on to the show and been then, like, I've never come on to the show and been like, Nesmith.
No.
You're like, let me look at the fourth most important player on a team and bring them to be the feast for the Heat.
I merely stated
Ty Jerome
that a guy like Bridges, this team could really use.
Lou Dort.
No, I didn't do that. See, too much. See how far he takes it? See how far he takes it? You know why he's trying to get away from the fact that he does the same damn thing?
Schmieden says Leroy's down bad when he wants the fourth best player on another team.
I'm just, I said a guy like him, a guy that is a work, like a guy who plays every night. Like, you got to start somewhere.
They have, I mean, like, both of their top guys played every night this past year.
And?
They were 37 wins.
That didn't stop you from saying Heat in 5.
This year it did.
No, it did not. No, it
definitely did, dude.
No, it did not.
Find me the tape.
Wait. Marcos.
Yeah.
Does that, come on. Like, see how he does?
You're always
I think somewhere dude. Around the 6-game win streak, I think maybe we can potentially find a Heat in 5 in there.
I didn't even know what they were playing.
They were few and far in between this year. For sure. Said,
if we get into the playoffs.
I said, no. What I said was, because I remember my words. You don't. You just like to throw out falsities. You're like propaganda. What I said was is that they win the first play-in. And then the second play, because we weren't doing a show between any of them, I think. And maybe I was out on a Friday or something. But I said, they win that first play-in, and then the next play-in, and they take game one on Sunday. I said, you may not want to come in on Monday, because I'm going to be insufferable. And it didn't happen. So, like, I get, you know, painted a fantasy scenario that didn't occur.
No, it did not.
Take a break.
Opposite happened.
Dolphins. What the hell, man? Next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Because who's going to get past Bob? Like, that's the real question.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm?
Sure.
MiraxAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call at 866-954-MORE.
My initial look outside says it's quite windy.
Ah. Oh, I got wind.
I would say the winds are wind. Howling right now.
Whoops. Okay, there we go. Watch out now. Windowplex has been dangerous lately.
Yeah. I would say the winds are blowing at about 10 miles an hour, but gusting up to 15.
I got wind.
Is over by me, mostly cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Winds are coming out of, can't tell because it's too cloudy, but I'm going to go ahead on and guess. They're coming out of the west, but I can't for sure see that because I can't see nothing moving. And I'm gonna say right at 87 degrees because we've been on the heater.
It's been steamy, dude. Whoa, take it easy, dude. How you do, Froggy?
It is 87 degrees as of right now, but be on the lookout for a high of 94 today. Winds coming out of the south, 13 miles per hour.
Out of the south?
Yes.
I can't tell.
Scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, everyone. It's going to be like that for a majority of the next month.
Yep. Welcome to hell, everybody.
Welcome.
Just remember, this is our penance for being here. Being here from November to April, our penance is late May to October of just steam.
Yeah.
Steam. Okay, so we got a report yesterday from Adam Schefter that the Miami Dolphins are having trade discussions with the Pittsburgh Steelers about their only Pro Bowler from last year, Jonnu Smith. Jonnu Smith apparently went to the Dolphins. He was interested in reworking his deal. He's getting paid just under $5 million for this season. And apparently, I would imagine, wants a little bit of a pay bump because that's on the lower rung of starting tight ends. And the Dolphins, they're like, trade skis?
Which is crazy, right?
It's crazy. It's a crazy spot the Dolphins are in right now, where we know that they're going to move Jalen Ramsey next week.
That came out of nowhere. Like, we were like and all just excited about what Jonnu was doing.
Jonnu Smith had a great year last year. He broke every Dolphins tight end record there is. And to be fair to him, he probably deserves to be making more money than Mike Gesicki. I think it's a fair ask for Jonnu Smith to be sitting here and being like, I think I deserve more money than that guy. I think it's a fair ask. The problem is, I think for him, the Dolphins are up against it with Doe. They paid their top two receivers last year. Doesn't appear they're going to trade Tyreek Hill. I don't know. We'll see. I know that Florio was on with Danny and Rabinowitz, Hollywood and Dan Day, the two Dans for Joe today.
Ah, yes.
And
the Dannies.
I know that he had said like he's not ruling out a Tyreek Hill trade yet, which we'll see. I know that this has been the big redemption summer or spring of Tyreek. But the thing that sucks about Jonnu is like damn, Jonnu's one of the good guys. Like, Jonnu was the go-to right. guy last year, and now you're hard up against it where it feels like the Dolphins don't really want to put anything serious into this season because they're trying. I suppose the mentality right now, Leroy, for their team is, hey, we paid everybody last year. Go do what you can with those guys. If you can't do anything with those guys, then maybe ownership's going to clean slate, I guess. I don't know. But Jonnu Smith basically being told, like, oh, you want a new deal? We're going to trade you. We're going to trade you to Pittsburgh, or going to try to trade you to Pittsburgh.
So is that an indication of spending your money poorly? Because
yes.
the guys that you've given the money to, you're stuck with contracts. And the guys that want to be here who have actually shown that they can be one of the catalysts to turn this around, you can't afford. And so at some point, don't you have to come to the conclusion who is better and what's going to be more affordable?
Well, I think the thing is, I think if you're ownership, right? Like, you're like, well, we paid your top two targets last year exorbitant money in Rams and Waddle and Tyreek. Mm-hmm. They didn't hit 1,000, so now I got to pay another guy. You know, and a guy who I'm not saying that Jonnu doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying, like, I think that's probably where they go to ownership and they're like, yeah, you know, we also got to pay him. And they're like, nah, man, like, this is, we paid this core. This is who we've invested in. Do what you can with it. Your job's on the line for it. If you can't do it, oh well.
But in his offense, if you go throughout the history of, you know, where they've been, the tight end is a focal point of that offense. Not the wide receivers. It's the tight end. So, I mean, how do you do that? How do you look at that? How do you, you know, when...
Well, it just feels like
that position has been so important. Maybe they feel like they have somebody else. I'm not sure.
I mean, Julian, I mean, look, Julian Hill.
No, stop. Stop. Don't even compare Julian.
I'm not comparing. I'm just saying. Just, you know, is that what they're thinking?
They have to feel some sort of comfort in order to make this decision. I don't know where the hell they're getting this from. But
because think about this. What his trade value is, isn't going to fill the need for the loss of that player, right? So it's not a situation where you say, oh, we can get a first-round pick for him or a second-round pick for him.
I wouldn't think so.
I don't know if Jonnu Smith is going to garner that. And would you say right now, think of it this way. If I had a choice to have another fourth-round pick or to have Jonnu Smith, if I have Jonnu Smith, I'm winning, right?
I feel better about where things are at, yeah.
Right. And so, like, I get it, but why can't you just try to work something out?
I don't know. Because it's not, it's such an, for that to leak, that.
Right, just out of the blue.
Just
all
out
the
of
stuff
the blue, yeah.
All the stuff we're going through right now.
Yeah.
I'm and not, that's what.
Can we get anything good? Can we get a good couple of months? You know, like, we just, it just feels for the Dolphins right now, they're in this spot of, they're looking back. They had their window in 23. Last year, Tua gets hurt after everybody gets paid. Right. Everybody gets paid. Tua gets the contract. Jalen Ramsey gets a raise. Waddle gets a bump. Tyreek gets a bump. McDaniel gets an extension. And they have the year from hell with Tua getting hurt, missing six games. We have to watch Tim Boyle. I'll never get those Sundays back. Like, we'll never get the Sundays back of Tim Boyle. Never.
Right.
And I think that this is like a put up or shut up year right now for them. Like, they're like, yeah, we're not investing any more real money in them, which we could tell by the year. They let Javon Holland walk. They kind of went bargain basement hunting on the offensive line with getting a guy with a torn Achilles, you know, like. And so I think that's just where it's at. I think that ownership's looking at McDaniel, and I hope Chris Greer, and saying, you guys, picked your guys to invest in. It's blowing up in your face awfully. You're the cornerback you wanted. You can't get along with, and he can't be here. Tyreek is a mess. The quarterback you believe in, he's right. Got to stay healthy this year. I'm not doing it. I'm not paying anybody else. So they're like, all right, well, what can we get for the future for him? I don't know. But I'm with you. Like, a Dolphins team without Jonnu Smith is a worse team.
Right. And there ain't no draft capital you could get in return that will make up for that loss.
I don't think so. Like, even if they got a third rounder.
Is that a perfect example of why you try to work something out?
I would think so. And I'd also got to imagine that Zach Sealer's going to want to bump this year, too.
Right.
You know, which he deserves. He got, what has he got, like the fourth most sacks over the last 2 years?
Yep.
For a defensive lineman?
We've paid more guys that were paid on the promise of production and then had other guys produce. And it puts the team and organization in a bad spot because now it looks like you chose to pay the wrong guys.
And it's also like it goes back to your thing about guys who are willing to make a stink, right? Like, you pay and you give bumps to Ramsey and Tyreek. Not that they're not good. They're good. But you're also worried about the drama that comes with that. And it bought you nothing. it bought the Dolphins nothing. The Dolphins still have drama with Jalen Ramsey, still have drama with Tyreek Hill, if not more. And I'd imagine that guys like Jonnu and Zach Sealer will probably be like, oh, please, cut it out, please. Because, you know, you don't feel like those guys are going to make a stink. And
you remember what I told you a long time ago. The guys that don't make a stink, the team ignores. So Zach Sealer going to be a company guy. He going to be a team leader. He's going to be all that. And they're going to just keep putting him on the back burner. Same thing happened to Christian Wilkins.
Sure did.
Christian Wilkins came in. He says, I'm going to play. I'm going to do this. I'm not holding out. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, before we know it,
go out and ball.
Before we know it, the RV is going to head to Las Vegas, and it's going to be Crosby, Wilkins, and Sealer playing
right.
for the Raiders.
And so, like, as an athlete, like, and one of the things I hate, and tell you this all the time, I'm not going to ever get on a player for making a stink. Because if you try to be the company guy, the team will ignore you. And part of the reason why players have to make a stink is the team's doing. It's not the player's doing, because they always say, we tried to approach this in a professional way. They ignored us. They didn't respond to us. So now we got to take the next step. Always. Not just with the Dolphins. With all teams. So I would say that the way to handle this is be more upfront with your players.
Well, which players? You're talking about, like,
but that's it. Like, if you choose, listen. If you say we're taking care of our players and you take care of the wrong players, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Right? Because I would say
that's kind of how it feels like. It feels like, from ownership standpoint, like they're saying, hey, this guy, and it feels like they're telling them. And I'm not accusing them of being cheap, because I know that Steve Ross pays one, but he's like, hey, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this is where we're at right now. You told me to pay these guys. We paid them.
Right.
Boom, blew up in your face, Wile E. Coyote style, and I'm not paying anybody else. Go in with what you have and figure it out.
That could very well be the case, and I wouldn't blame Stephen Ross for saying that, right, with all the checks and guaranteed money and, you know, that he's put out there. That being said, forget the draft. Forget all the other things you want to say about Chris Greer. If this goes sideways, it'll have more to do with the money that he spent on which players, right? Because even when they trade Jalen Ramsey, they ain't gonna get what they paid for him.
Probably not.
Right?
Probably not.
Right. So how's, like, you're not even getting the players that you valued. You can't even get the same return for them.
No, this has been just more of an indictment on the way this guy runs an organization. Like, Chris Greer's, like, he's just always feels like he gets caught with his pants down. It's crazy to me. Like, the management of this team has just been so... The only thing that they really haven't done that I'm sure because they're terrified of his health is they haven't gone to restructure Tua because I think they want the out after this year if it doesn't work out.
Right.
To free things up. That's the only thing. And I think that that's been the theme of everything is that, all right, we're going to spend pretty nominally this offseason and whatever you guys can do and hope people bounce back that you believed in.
But, what about... I mean, let's think about this. They brought in Chubb, they brought in Ramsey, they brought in Tyreek.
Yep.
And gave them all big time money.
Yep.
Jalen, I'm not going to say he didn't do what he came to do. Like, he's a baller. And so, you know, I'm going to leave that at that. Whatever happened between him and Mike McDaniel, we'll never know. But so I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to say, yeah, Jalen Ramsey was worth it. He's not going to be with you, but you can't say he wasn't worth it. Tyreek, I don't know, like, with the assets that you gave up, right, to get Tyreek, are you benefiting from having Tyreek on your team? The numbers, yeah, maybe. But that's not why you brought guys like that in.
Yeah, I mean, he had a very down year from his first 2 years. His first 2 years were incredible. He was the number one player in the NFL.
And I would say he was banged up last year, so I'm going to give him that. But all the other stuff.
Which is, there's always that, right? We'll take a break. We'll get more into it. There was some interesting comments this morning also on where the Dolphins are at with Tyreek. Take a break. Back with more after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You guys can get at us in the chat. And it's all about what our feelings are right here on a Friday. What better way to go into the weekend than more Dolphins misery? Like, what better way?
Are we not accounting for the the obvious agent bluff here, potentially?
What do you mean, dude?
I don't think the Steelers need a tight end. They're also cheap.
But they're going to get Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, so if you're getting Aaron Rodgers, you're going to go all in. Like, you're going to go all in with spending. You're going to go all in with draft capital.
And they got rid of a weapon.
Yeah, but he was a pain in the ass. That was very clearly Tomlin did not like Pickens.
Yeah.
And you know, like, look, Tomlin's done that with Mike Wallace. He's done that with Antonio Brown. Like, when he's done, dude. He doesn't care how much production you have left.
Yeah, but you know what? When he gets to that point, because he's patient with it, everybody understands.
Nobody's
questioning why they don't hold on to him.
Yeah, and they did get DK Metcalf, so it's not like they're bereft of talent with the wide receiver position. But the thing is, they got the OC who loves Jonnu Smith. Like, Arthur Smith had him in Atlanta, had him in Tennessee. Like, he really likes the guy. Like, he's like, oh, that's my guy. Love Jonnu. And who doesn't love Jonnu? What a year he had.
Chris Greer.
Pause up.
Yeah. Not good enough. Only Pro Bowler, only glimmering light of success from last year. Let's trade him.
Not even a no. Just being like, you know, who likes you? Who likes you, Jonnu? I don't know. It just seems like, here's the thing that also is kind of crazy about it, though. You know, it feels, and this is the thing that I'm a little nervous about. I feel like Chris Greer is still going to be here, like, no matter what. I feel like this dude's got the nudies. I don't know what he's got on Stephen Ross, but I feel like if this is the end of the Mike McDaniel era, and they're kind of just like, hey, Mike, you and Tua, go swim this year, dude. If you can't do it, oh, well. But Chris Greer is still going to be here. He's going to hire the next coach. You know? Like, you can already just kind of feel like the Colonels. He goes, look, this dude's a master survivor. Every regime that ends, every coaching regime that ends, he's still here.
The master survivor.
He is, dude. Like, he is GM MacGyver. Wow. Like, he's sticking around. So I'm just, I don't know. That's just, nobody feels that way. Like, it's already laying the groundwork to, like, make Mike McDaniel the fall guy. Not that he's blameless.
Yeah.
Right.
But it feels like it's going to end with, well, we the Dolphins, and I can even see them, like, if they get off to a tough start, them icing Mike early in the season. That's what it feels like. It's just such a bleh feel.
I don't think they'd do it during the season.
I don't know, dude.
They are
preaching chemistry. Give Anthony Weaver a tryout.
Oh, Bobby Weave.
You know?
Promote Jason Taylor.
Different schools. He's not there. He's in Miami. He's
come back up.
Minus
come
one.
Back. Come on.
No, you deserve it.
You love nostalgia.
I love minus nostalgia. It doesn't even make sense. He's busy.
All right, fine. But you see it as, yes, he's ultimate survivor. If I'm Stephen Ross, how do I not see that as a common denominator? Like, what has been the same through all this mediocrity?
Chris Greer. Yeah.
It's not like, oh, great, he's been able to survive and thrive through these things.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only guy who's been here when we've been mediocre. It seems like am I missing anything? Like, I don't know who else. And he's had power. I know he was sharing it with people previously and blah, blah, blah. But it seems like it should be the simple answer to get rid of him. and McDaniel, if you're going to get rid of McDaniel next year, you know, saying that everything goes bad.
Rothschild says, oh my God, blame Chris Greer, blame Chris Greer, blame Chris Greer. Is Chris Greer on the field? No, he isn't. Blame the damn players who aren't producing.
Wow.
No individual is above the team, bozo.
Whoa.
So
who's he calling?
Here's what I would say to him.
What?
Is that me?
Here's what I would say to that.
It's probably me.
That when your GM brings in all these big name players and those big name players don't produce, you can put it on the play, you can put it on the players, but ain't nobody said no to the money, right? And if you offer them that money and don't get the production for whatever reason, some of that has to go with the fact that you thought he was worth that money. And that's all we're talking about. That last year, they probably had more money sidelined than on the actual field.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially with Tua. You know, like that's – but that's the big thing is like, look, for right or wrong, this is going to be the Tua era. They paid Tua last year. There were people who were skeptical. I was not one of them. I said to pay Tua, so I'm not going to sit here and bash the team for investing in their quarterback. But for the ones who were skeptics about it and said, why don't you let him play another year? Would it have lingered all year and been a thing? For sure. So
no,
I do
but football doesn't work like that. Everybody says that, but go look around the league.
I mean, there have been. No, but some have. I mean, Dak Prescott with the Cowboys, Lamar Jackson
but
with the Ravens.
Dak Prescott was on his third contract.
Lamar Jackson then.
Lamar Jackson was on his third
contract. No, he wasn't.
He wasn't after the rookie contract.
Yes, he was. He played out his contract. They didn't sign him early.
What year is this for Lamar?
Is this going into seven now? But he played out his contract, Leroy.
Right.
So, like some did.
It's rare.
I'm just saying from their standpoint, like they go out there. I understand why the Tua thing had to be a thing because look, he's the face of the team. And you knew if you didn't pay him, it was going to be, are you kidding me? Like it's going to, the way that this team is disproportionately covered because of the quarterback, like that would have lingered all year. And especially with Mike McDaniel being his guy, like this run is the Mike McDaniel Tua era. And so whenever Mike McDaniel's time comes to an end, if it does, it feels like Tua's time is going to come to an end. And I think that the owners probably looking at this and whatever orders are to the GM about the spending, which has seemed very limited, and they're not reworking Tua's deal. It's like, hey, the quarterback's got to stay healthy. The two receivers I paid got to be healthy. Go out there, give them the ball. I've given them a bunch of money.
Right.
And they both were terrible last year. The quarterback wasn't available last year, by their standards, by the way. I'm not also paying the tight end. Like, figure it out. If we can get a draft pick for him, get a draft pick for him. Like, that's what it all just feels like right now, is just like, no, work with the tools you got. No more new tools. No more making people happy. And that sucks for Jonnu because I do think Jonnu deserves
it. Jonnu because
I think he deserves
an actual contributor.
Yeah, last year he was an actual contributor and he was good. And I feel like, yeah, he deserved. What did Spieth then say? He was like the 29th highest paid tight end?
Yes.
That's deserving.
He ain't asking to be the highest paid, but can we get in line with.
Can I get above Gesicki? It's a reasonable thing. But this is where they're at right now.
Yikes.
There's no more goodwill. And unfortunately, it feels like all the goodwill has been burned up by either injuries or jackass behavior.
Oof. I'm looking at some of these contracts. Didn't Colston Loveland, didn't he just get drafted?
Yeah.
He's already making more. You guys know Tommy Tremble from the Panthers? Making more.
I don't know any Carolina Panthers.
Will Disley. Making more. So many different people that I see here, I'm like, oh, Jonnu should be. He should be angry.
Which I don't even see him being angry. I just feel him as like, he's like, oh, come on.
Yeah. I mean, and it sucks because for him, you know, to be able to play near where you went to college and, you know, you're familiar with the area.
And that should
he probably really wants to be here.
That should be noted in the report. It said that his preference is to stay here. He wants to be a Miami Dolphin. Mm. Take a little, says John.
And to be honest with you, once you say that, that's an open door for the team to ignore you. Just telling you.
Francis says, Johnny was only good because Waddle and Hill were decoys. Take a little trip with me, says Johnny Smith can kick rocks.
No, and let me explain something to you guys. If you know the Mike McDaniel offense, that intermediate middle of the field crossing route stuff, all you're trying to do is create mismatches, and Johnny Smith creates a mismatch with any linebacker. And if you start having to put a slot guy over him or safety over him, then the idea is that now Tyreek and Jalen can eat. However, they didn't have their best years either for whatever reason. Could it have been the protection? Could it have been the inability to run the ball and teams just sitting back and putting more defenders? There's a lot of things that played into that, but that's kind of how that offense operates. Like, the star of the San Francisco offense is George Kittle. Like, he is the guy that creates kind of mismatches for everybody else, for Deebo Samuel and for all these other guys. It starts with him controlling the middle of the field. That's the way that's all. If you go back to Atlanta, same thing. They had a tight end, controlled the middle of the field. So if you have a valid running game or just a decent run game and you can control the middle of the field with a tight end or someone along those lines, then you have the availability or the possibility of hitting the big plays when everybody shrinks a little bit to try to defend all that. That's how it should work. But you didn't have a good running game. The protection wasn't great. And for whatever reason, they sat back and let Jonnu eat, and he took advantage of it.
We'll take a break here on the show. Out to a next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.